Good morning, 7:54 here on the Mighty 690. And joining us this morning, we have South Coffeyville School Superintendent Daryl Pruder. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. It was a good weekend.
Oh, yeah, it certainly was. So, yeah, we Easter and beautiful weather. You can't complain about that.
Beautiful, except I moved my mother and father-in-law. They bought a house and we're moving. That was a tough weekend.
Oh, man, right? It's always something. So, hey, we do have a meeting coming up tonight. Is that right?
Yes, we do. 6:30. Tonight at South Coffeyville in the cafeteria.
Okay, so what do we have on the agenda?
Well, we have a pretty full agenda tonight. As usual, we have the consent agenda, and then we pay for the general fund encumbrances, building fund encumbrances, and all the bills we need to pay. So we have that going on. And then we'll go into executive session tonight to talk about some staff issues, coaching, and so forth. So we'll have that, and then we'll come back out and have some resignations to accept, and then we'll go back into regular session, and then we will rehire some non-certified personnel and do the business like that, and then we have vote on the calendar for next year is one of the items, and then join our interlocal Osage County interlocal group. So we'll vote to do that. We will appoint child nutrition representatives, and so the normal things for the April meeting. Basically, the school business, so nothing really new there. We're still working on our baseball field. TLC Nursery's been working on that, so we're excited about that. A little disappointment on the bond. It failed. We needed the major majority, so we ended up with 55%, and we needed 60% of the votes. I think a 10 to 12 votes short of being able to start that project, and that's a little disappointing, but the good side of that, the turnout wasn't so great, so we know there are still people out there to vote. So I'm going to recommend to the board that we run it again, do a little better job of advertising, maybe get on the radio bit more, do some of that.
And so do you know when the opportunity would present itself for another vote?
I think it's every 4 months.
Okay.
I think it's 3 times a year you can run your vote. But we will look at it and figure out a better plan and rethink this.
Sure.
But I think we will try to do it again.
Okay.
And so it looks like it's a long agenda, but it'll go pretty quick.
So. All righty. Well, good deal. So once again, the time 6:30 tonight.
6:30. Also, we have the family bingo nights coming up on April 27th, and this is the first time we've done that. So it's an elementary event, and we're going to have the book fair there. And I think the proceeds from the bingo will be to buy books and stock the library with some new books, because we have started a program, Accelerated Reader, and we are reading books like never before, which is really exciting for us. And then also the big event we have coming up is our fundraiser for the gala, which is the South Coffeyville Gala, and it's on April 22nd. The gala's on the 22nd, and it's on a Saturday. And we use that money for different things. Like this last year, we built a concrete pad and added some outside basketball goals, and we've bought playground equipment with it. And that money goes directly to our kids, and that's a big help for us to help fund some things that we need.
And are tickets available for that gala?
Tickets are available for that gala, and we also have some raffles going on. And you can contact staff members, and they're selling tickets right now. And I think you can buy a whole table. $500 gets you a 10-seat table, and it's a If you've never been there, it is a fun event.
Oh, great. No, that's great. So just call the school probably for more information on that.
You call the school or contact anybody that works for us.
Okay. Well, last 30 seconds here. Sir, anything else you'd like to share with us?
It's a beautiful day. Yeah. Get outside.
Okay. Well, Superintendent Daryl Pruder, thank you so much for stopping in. Get you on short and sweet here as we preview the meeting. And, of course, we'll be there tonight and cover it for everyone tomorrow morning. So
awesome.
They all know.
See you tonight.
Okay. Very
6:30.
Good. Sounds like a plan, Superintendent. Thank you so much, sir, for stopping by here. And hey, we've got our Ask the Expert segment coming up. That's just a few minutes away. We got news on the way as well here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.